Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house, 8 o'clock.
Welcome to Pool Party Radio. This is the number one Ghoulies podcast in all of the carnival. The satanic carnival, that is. The dark carnival. We got all the Joker cards. I'm your host, Parker, joined once again by the greatest podcast co-host in the history of the podcasting business, Jason Razorman, SaulFan667, Frizzman.
Oh, nice.
Good to have you back, Mr. Frizzman.
Some World Cup response right there. Yeah. Oh, never mind. That's JBL response.
Ah, Mr.
Triple H is pissed.
He's so mad about this. It's good to have you back, Mr. Frisbee.
It's good to be back in the arena, Parker. But I gotta admit, it's a bit melancholy on my end because I know this is gonna be my last episode
ever.
There's a hit out on me, so I expect to be assassinated within the next week because our other guest today, Katie Rotz from Rotten Rantings, seems to be usurping my place as co-host. So, Katie Rotz, how do you feel about killing me off this year?
Well, hello, gentlemen. And I told you, Frisbee, I'm going to let you live. I'm going to allow you to continue being who you are. So, I'll take the hit back.
Just to make this clear for the listeners, before the show, Katie was telling me, informing me, putting me at ease by saying I wouldn't be on the death pool this year for Pool Party Radio. And as we all know, that's basically a death sentence. Everybody we picked for the death pool basically gets a pass to live one extra year because nobody's ever won. No one's ever had a person die. So her telling me is like a double negative. Yeah, I'm taking you off the death pool. Wink, wink. Good luck. So with Katie Rotz in Robo, like in 2 weeks, they'll be guesting for Parker and myself on Pool Party Radio.
Was that the official announcement? I didn't know anyone knew that super secret stuff yet.
It's super secret, but let's officially introduce Katie Rotz. After that great ovation that Mr. Frisbee got for his return, let's officially introduce Katie Rotz onto the show. Hello, Katie. You're from the Rotten Rantings show at rottenrantings.com.
That I am. Oh, thanks, Parker. Thank you for that lovely, lovely introduction. It makes me feel so welcome and so happy that I take time out of my day to be a part of this show.
Hey, they gave you some applause. They like you.
And maybe my perspective is just coming from a more paranoid bent because of all these wrestlings we've been watching. We watched the Money in the Bank pay-per-view from last week, most recent pay-per-view. And Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, I tell you, that guy carries around a sledgehammer, pretty intimidating fellow. Mm-hmm. And from what I learned, the Authority, as they collectively call themselves with Randy Orton, and now Seth Rollins.
And Kane.
Corporate Kane. The corporate demon. Mm-hmm. Not only is there a plan A, but there's always a plan B. And what's plan B? There's always a plan B. That's how they phrase it. Mm-hmm. So how does that not make you paranoid or confused?
You should be paranoid and confused. That was the idea.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm just trying to distract you. And so that way when it comes, you're not thinking it's going to. So
somebody's gonna get the chair to my back and then
fuck, I just gave out my maniacal plan, and I don't know what I was thinking. You never tell the people what you're going to do. You're supposed to be a silent evil genius. Mm-hmm. Damn it.
But how would you get recognition? See, that's the
rub. Oh, true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need love and all kinds of hugging.
Villains just want hugs. That's all it's about. See how smart I was? I wanted a hug.
It's awesome.
I like this analogy. In this analogy, Mr. Frisbee, you're Daniel Bryan. And Katie...
Or Roman Reigns, or Dean Ambrose. But Daniel Bryan, first and foremost, sure.
First and foremost, you're Daniel Bryan. And Katie is Kane, and she's going to break your neck accidentally. And you're going to be forced to leave the show.
I am the corporate Kane.
But I get to land that awesome zinger on Bo Dallas by calling him a boner, right?
Man, that made me so mad that they did that. I'm so upset that they've already, like, established a shitty thing for the fans to chant during Bo Dallas matches. Because now he's just going to be drowned out. It's going to be like the next what. And anytime he's out there, they're just going to chant boner, and it's going to be real annoying.
Do we want to talk about this recent pay-per-view first, or do we want to talk about what's been going on with ourselves first?
Let's talk about our lives. I want to hear about your trip. You were gone for 2 weeks, and I assume that you found some gold or something.
Yeah, I did. I found some gold, hit the high life, was rich, blew it all on blow and hookers, and
copies of Blow.
Here I am.
DVD copies of Blow, that Johnny Depp movie.
Yeah, and hookers meaning like lures for fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I have bought so many of those. Yeah,
fucking shit ton. And I don't even fish. I don't know what my problem is. But it was it was a good couple of weeks. I went to Oklahoma 2 weekends ago. Last weekend, I wrote and acted in the 48-hour film fest for Little Rock.
Can we see that anywhere?
Yeah, I'll post it up on – we'll have it on Vimeo soon after the screenings and whatnot. But it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the entire process and I worked with some very talented and fun people who want to do more stuff during the year. Like, that doesn't require a 48-hour time crunch. I think I slept maybe 5 hours for most of that weekend. No. For all the time that I was actually working on the film, I slept 5 hours. It sucked. But it was a lot of fun.
It's dedication, Holmes.
It was. What up? It was totally cool. Everybody was very gung-ho about it. Nobody got, like, a twist in their undies or anything.
Nice.
Yeah, it was very good.
When does it show?
It'll be showing next Sunday at the Ron Robinson Theater in Little Rock for anybody who lives there. But actually, speaking of, I met the Memphis Maniac a couple months ago, right?
Mm-hmm. I heard about that.
Last night, because yesterday we got an email through our Pool Party Radio Gmail at poolpartyradio@gmail.com. You can always send us emails there for the show or personal. And this one was personal. It said, "Hey, Frisbee, we're going to be in Little Rock." And it was Brian from Olympic Artichoke. Him and Jared actually have a friend who lives in Little Rock that they went to high school with, now lives in Little Rock, I should say. They came out to visit him, like, "Want to get a beer?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I want to get a beer." So I got some beers with those dudes, and they were fucking sweet bros, let me tell you.
Nice.
Olympic Artichoke, they need to get back on that horse, obviously, but these dudes, after talking to them, I realized that they actually have lives, unlike the rest of us podcasters. So with lives and responsibilities comes, a little bit of a lapse in the schedule, but their show is great. They do movie reviews. Some funny fucking dudes, man. And just really enjoyable lads in person. Sweet podcast bros to the extreme. So that was fun. That's nice. Why my voice is kind of hoarse today, because we had a lot to drink last night.
He's still drunk.
Yep.
Still drunk.
You got drunk and you just started yelling at him so much that your voice is gone.
Well, it was a very loud tavern, and yeah, I was yelling a bit.
A tavern? What did you guys – leave in your time machine to go back to 1872?
Yeah.
Go to the tavern?
There's all these taverns. There was a – what was it? Trolley stop? No, that didn't have a tavern in it.
You just made this up, didn't you, Frisbee? There was no tavern.
There's Whitewater Tavern, and we went to West End Smokehouse and Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, do they ever allow the smoke to fly in that place?
You're allowed to smoke there?
Yep.
Nice. That's American. That's how you celebrated 4th of July, is smoking.
I didn't smoke, but I watched two awesome dudes smoke. Another awesome dude vape. He was vaping. What do you think of that?
Man, I love it.
That was Brian vaping.
Katie loves it.
I like to vape.
What flavors do you have, Katie? Do you have the guar flavor? If not, I'll send it to you for Christmas.
I would love that for Christmas.
I'll send you the guar flavor. I was thinking about getting into vaping just for that guar flavor.
I think you should. And then you can say vape and make Robo really mad.
That's true. And then I could say low budge and make you really mad. Not just be making everybody mad with cool words.
What's low budge?
That's what Robo says. He calls movies low budge and it makes Katie so mad.
Oh, all right.
But it's perfectly reasonable. I like any words that you can say where you cut off one syllable, because then you're just saving yourself time and sounding cool at the same time.
Yeah, like cray cray. That one's just lovely. Fucking love when people say that.
That's a good one.
That's absurd, though, because that defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Because you
say
cray
cray twice, yeah. Yes. You might as well just say crazy.
But no, that wouldn't be cool. You know? You gotta be cool, Frisbee. What's going on with you? Couple weeks off, you forget what's cool?
Well, what's wrong with you? You seem not wanting to be cool all of a sudden.
I'm trying to stay away from the mainstream. I'm just trying to avoid.
You need to check your budge on your cool factor.
Oh, I hate y'all. It's all right, though. You know, I guess I'll deal with it. Next time I see you, I'm going to do some wrestling moves on you. Just let you know. Be prepared. I'm pretty tough. Been watching my stuff.
I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
Who's that?
That's Carlito's theme song, but now it's Katie's theme song.
Oh, I'm so happy.
So we'll just leave that. We'll just have that go. But yeah.
So she's taking the Carlito's way of things, right?
Mm-hmm, that's true. That's true. Right. She's our pool party Al Pacino.
Good to know. Good to know.
Mm.
So, yeah, what else happened? Mr. Frisbee, did you get upset at all during your hiatus on the show? Me and Shelby want to know.
Oh, so, amazingly, Oklahoma was a smooth ride. It wasn't until I got back and was trying to help a friend celebrate a... it was actually before going to Oklahoma. I went to a friend's graduation party, and this particular friend was graduating with an art degree. And this is like her grad work thing. And I reviewed her thesis because I have like my master's in English, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Done a lot of this peer review stuff in my life.
Also, you have that blog where you just review theses. It's like pretty underground. Like a lot of people have blogs where they review movies or like albums, but you review theses. It's really cool.
It's called Rotten Theses. I hope you appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
both of you, Katie, I'm winking very hard in your direction. Get
I'm
it?
Catching it? Yeah.
And then Parker, that's a poop joke too. Did you hear that?
I got that. I am always getting those poop jokes. I'll send you the poop emoji face later to acknowledge Sweet. This as confirmation.
I'll check it on the toilet just to complete the circle. So anyway, she tells us to this dude who shows up. Total Redditor. He's got a long ponytail, fancy mustache, and a little bit of a soul patch, because he has no soul. That's why it's there, to patch where his soul's gone. And he's got a Terry Pratchett shirt on, of like the Discworld world. Terry Pratchett's a British author, you see, Parker. So I'm trying to build a case for why this guy is a hateful movie. And as he arrives, he, you know, gives her a hug, and she's like, oh, this is my friend Jason. He helped me review my thesis. He's got a master's in English. You know that? And he goes, oh, a master's in English? Congratulations. To the entire table. So I asked him to repeat it. I'm like, could you say that again? And he goes, congratulations. I'm like, all right. My friend who graduated surveyed this. Got up and moved around the table away from him and sat next to me and somebody else. And no one spoke to him for the rest of the evening.
As should be the case.
As should be the case. She had a birthday party recently, too. And guess who was not invited? That dude.
That's the appropriate reaction, I feel. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Logical.
Mm-hmm.
Physical distance with immediate repulsion. Like, oh, this is gross. I'm going to get up and go away.
She could have spit in his face, too. That might have been good.
Mm-hmm. Everything that guy said, though, for the rest of the night was kind of like a spit in his own face. Somebody was actually talking to him at one point, and from what I could understand, they were talking about genealogy. And again, this is a white dude, so it's not even St. Patrick's Day, and he's talking about heritage and all this stuff. And he's like, my great-grandfather was a French anarchist. And I was like, all right, I'm checking out.
Yeah.
Like I said, sounds pretty like bad. A real douche.
So yeah, that dude pissed me off pretty hard. I really, really just wanted to like cut off his ponytail.
What did this guy do? Did he say what his like what he does in life?
No, I don't know if he was still in school, if he works as like a computer engineer or what. He did bring up 4chan at one point, though, so I don't know what that was all about.
You immediately should cut that person out of your life.
Yeah. This is
Didn't even give him access, so.
Nice.
Huzzah.
This is another case of you going back in time, because this is how the world used to work, where somebody is a dickhead, and then everybody, like, just turns away from that person and then ignores them. But now, because of the internet, somebody's a dickhead, and everybody turns toward them and gives them, like, all the attention. Like, if you guys were hanging out at the internet, then that guy would have said what he said, and then everybody would have gathered around that guy and asked him to say more things.
Yeah. Can we subscribe to your newsletter?
I love that you're hanging out at the internet. That's awesome. I wish I could do that.
It's called the Internet Cafe, but it's not like an internet cafe. It's a cafe that is the internet. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. I like that his grandfather was a French anarchist during the only time in the past 100 years when it would make sense to be an anarchist. Like, oh, fascism? No, I don't dig on that. Fuck that.
Like, how does one find out that? You know, is that in your family tree? Like, it'll show you him and then it'll say anarchist?
I have no idea. Like, there's no coat of arms for anarchy. It's anarchy. Like, you don't have anything. There's no organization to it.
This guy's story is just not adding up,
Right. It was terrible.
Yeah, and it's like, saying that, like, is kind of like, if you're like, hey, my, like, great-great-great-grandfather was a French anarchist, like, if it was, like, during, like, Bastille Day, you know, and, like, Marquise de Sade days, like, that's cool, because that's historically relevant. But if you're saying, hey, my grandpa was an anarchist in 1960, like, it's like, well, so what? Like, there's no historical relevancy to that. Like, that's just saying, like, oh, man, hey, how you guys doing? You know, my grandma, she voted Democrat last year. How do you guys what do you guys think about that? You know, like, who gives a shit?
What do you expect your reaction to be? You know, like, oh, that's so cool, bro.
Yeah, drop trowel, dude. Let me slobber that knob.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what he... I don't know, Katie. I would say he was a character, but that'd be, like, too much credit, I think. Like, I think he was trying to be a character, and it's like, oh...
Was he wearing a tap-out shirt?
No, he had a Terry Pratchett Discworld shirt on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that part of your story. I think it would have been better. Maybe it would be cool if he wore like a No Fear shirt from the 90s.
Perhaps. Yeah, like that with that really crudely drawn guy flexing his muscle at you. You
know? Yeah, and some JNCOs.
And some JNCOs. Yeah, yeah, that probably would have been it. But yeah. Horrible. Just a horrible encounter with people. Did you guys have any terrible encounters with folks?
I actually had like a really nice night yesterday, and I watched a movie that I was wondering if Parker had seen. But before that, I have to tell you, I was a true redneck last night, and I went onto my roof to watch the fireworks. It was really cool. I sat on the roof. I don't know. Made me happy.
Was it like neighborhood fireworks, or you watched the city fireworks?
You can see the city fireworks from where we live, so it's like perfect view if you go up on the porch, you know, and check it out. So, but nice. The movie I paused was Riccio, and I was just wondering if either of you had seen that movie.
Story of Ricky? I've seen like a lot of clips from it back when Daily Show used to have Craig Kilborn on it. That's what I was looking for. They used to show a lot of clips from Story of Ricky for those like five questions and everything, heads exploding and all
that
shit.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Parker?
Yeah, I saw it. We did it several million years ago on Junk Food Dinner, and I love it. It's so good.
I was going to say, it didn't seem like something that I would like at all. I'm not really into that, but that movie was fucking awesome. I really liked it. It was very enjoyable.
Yeah. There's lots of scenes where, like, a guy will get punched, and then the guy's fist will go through the entire skull of the man, and that's good.
Well, and when the guy turns into the ninja master or whatever at the end, mm-hmm. that's so fucking awesome.
That's true.
Yeah, I really, if you like anything that's cool, I think you should watch that movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Also, I do want to point out that you live in Pennsylvania, so as you were watching the Freedom fireworks last night, they were the most freedom-y they could be because they were probably coming from Philadelphia, where freedom lives the most.
Yeah, I saw them from Philadelphia, which is an hour and a half away. I could see them because they were that freedom-y. They were very, you know, they went far and long and hard, very hard.
Mm-hmm. Sounds sexual.
It was a little bit sexual, so... Mm. But yes, they were the best fireworks that ever existed. And sitting on your roof is actually very cool. Very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Recommend it.
I used to live in a place in Dayton where we could sit on the roof. It was very enjoyable. You could, like, just sit on the roof and drink and watch just watch as people, like, threw rocks at hookers in our neighborhood. It was a bad neighborhood. but it was fun. It was a good place.
That's the equivalent of fireworks in Dayton.
Yeah.
Rocks being thrown at hookers.
that's how they celebrate there.
Are they real hookers or are they like the lures for fishing?
They were real hookers. We lived next to real hookers. They were very nice and they would always take out our trash because we were like dumb 20-year-old kids who like never remembered. But they were always standing outside and they had nothing better to do while they waited around for dudes to pay to have sex with them. So they always took out our trash. It was like so nice. They were the coolest.
That sounds like a cool hooker. Mm-hmm. I wish I had a hooker next to me that took out my trash.
Yeah, they were pretty solid hookers.
Is that a hooker with a heart of gold or a hooker with a strong initiative?
Both.
All right.
I also had a question for you guys because I received my horror block, which is this really cool thing every month where they send you one t-shirt and then like a bunch of toys. So I got like a zombie toy and I got the Chucky toy you were talking about, Parker, mm-hmm. when you were trying to obtain the Saw toy for Frizzman.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so the t-shirt that came is Freddy. It says 1-2, Freddy's coming for you. And the husband is definitely more into Freddy. And he said that he should be allowed to have the shirt because I have more cool shirts than him. However, he doesn't ever wear his cool shirts because when he gets home from work, he's already in jeans, so he's not going to change. So my thing is because I wear more shirts, I deserve more shirts. Isn't that how it goes?
How much do you like Freddy? How many Freddy movies would you say that you like out of the 8 of them that there are? 9 of them.
I don't even know that I've seen them all, so.
Oh, you got to give that shirt up.
I should just take it off now and just give it to him.
Yeah, you either have to. Yeah, you either have to give up that shirt right now, or you have to plan to watch all the Freddy movies in the next couple of months on your show. That's the only way. Because if he's seen them all and he likes them all, that you know.
But what? He doesn't even wear all the shirts I got him.
Well, all right. I think that you should give him the shirt. And if he doesn't wear it at least twice in the next month, at the very least, then you got to take it back.
Or I could also maybe take one of his other shirts that he has and exchange and he can have this shirt.
You could trade him for like a nice Leatherface shirt if he's got that.
He's got some cool shirts that I think I'd be willing to trade him for. So I just wanted your opinion. I was just trying to figure out the right thing to do, you know.
Well, the right thing to do would be to watch the Freddy movies.
Yeah, that's always the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did recently watch the first one for the cast, so maybe I could watch more of them for the podcast.
I think you should. Also,
give them the shirt, though.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting that horror block stuff like a few months ago, and I was like, oh, they probably just send you like a bunch of horse shit. Like, it's probably just like, you know, a bunch of stickers of Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead. I don't want this crap. And then I saw, like, all my friends who have it were posting a bunch of pictures, yourself included, Katie. And yeah, it was like Freddy, like a Freddy shirt and like all these like cool stickers of like Freddy and stuff. And
the
now
stickers
I'm
are awesome. They're like kind of goofy, kitty looking, but still pretty evil. And mm-hmm. it's got all of the major ones. And it also came with a Rue Morgue magazine, and it came with soap that turns bloody when you use it. So
I haven't heard Rue Morgue magazine in fucking forever. Jeez.
Those things are like $10 a piece. So you figure that and a t-shirt is already like $30 or $25. And it's only $40 including shipping. And I got two toys, stickers, you know, the soap and the t-shirt. So
and the now, t-shirt, shit.
Everybody gets different like toys. It's all like Walking Dead, Funko Pop toys, which I collect actually. But you could have gotten different ones. But I ended up with the half of a zombie that's crawling on the ground, which is the coolest. So I was very happy about that.
That was a pretty cool zombie in zombiedom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'd recommend, yeah, checking that out because it's like a, you know, it's like a present you get in the mail. It's great. And it's got cool stuff in it. And we figured out that Rue Morgue is copying us because we reviewed that movie Curtains, which nobody ever talks about. And it was on the cover of the magazine this month. So we're looking for our royalties.
Well, yeah, I think it just came out on Blu-ray or something, too.
Whatever.
So you should. I agree. I actually just bought that movie in like a big 10 pack of horror movies. So I'm going to also copy you. When I watch it.
Well, you better send me my royalties.
I will. I'll send you some Burnt Freddy DVDs so you can watch those movies finally.
Like physically burned by fire like Freddy was?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if that'll work on my PlayStation.
Probably. If it's a PlayStation 2. Not the new ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll have to go buy a PlayStation 2.
I agree.
You're now tuned into the Pod Awful Channel. Pod Awful.
Bi-quarterly Women's Social Club.
Dazed and Convicted.
Pool Party Radio.
Show Kane.
The Devil's Advocate.
The Projection Booth.
Awful Flips.
Pod Awful.
.net.
Are you receiving me?
Speaking of PlayStation 2, let's talk about Money in the Bank. It was the WWE pay-per-view event that happened this week. And, it's one of the fun ones. Money in the Bank is always fun. I like those ones a great deal. I think ladder matches are super sweet. So I wanted
ladder matches.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about it with you sweet dudes. I think maybe we should talk about the ladder matches first, and then if there's time, talk about the crummy other matches, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get crunched for time when we're talking about dudes falling off of ladders. So let us talk about first, the normal Money in the Bank ladder match. The winner of this gets a contract to have a title shot sometime throughout the year. These are always super fun. They used to have these during WrestleMania, like at the halfway point in WrestleMania. So it was like all the good wrestlers, and it was like really great because all the good wrestlers fight at the halfway point, you know, at wrestling events. So, but they've changed it and made it its own thing. But I thought this was really fun. Before this happened, we made predictions of who we thought we would win. Mm-hmm. And spoiler alert, although it's not a spoiler by any means, but my picks won, so I'm pretty proud of that. Seth Rollins.
Wait. Oh, you had Rollins too? Yeah, I had Rollins as well.
Yeah, he's good. Henry Rollins surprisingly won. He jumped in the ring. So yeah, I was excited for this. What do you guys think about this match? I thought this match was super fun. What are you guys thinking about it?
I you know, even though my pick won, I was very upset about this, you know, this authority and their damn cheating, you know, they're the corporation. But, you know, people on ladders throwing each other around on ladders was really awesome. And like the one time Seth Rollins got knocked off the ladder onto another ladder and then onto his face, I thought this was so awesome.
It's definitely the most ghoulish match. Aside from like the fire matches and stuff, I guess. And being buried alive. Mr. Frisbee, what do you think? Who was your pick going into this? You didn't respond to us on Twitter, so...
You hate us.
So you hate us and you can't win anything, but who did you want to win?
I did respond to you guys. I didn't know that there was two ladder matches during this thing. So I just said John Cena's going to win. And I was right. He won the last one that we're going to talk about here in a moment.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I know, right? So, Yeah, speaking of spoiler alerts, not to call out WWE, but they released the promo poster for SummerSlam. Mm-hmm. John Cena is on that fucking thing. So, yeah. Like, how would you not be able to predict that outcome?
Go ahead. I was going to say, how awesome would it have been if something would have gone wrong and Cena would have lost? That would have been so great.
Like Kane accidentally breaks his neck too. So it's just like a question mark facing whoever else it was. I think it was like Batista or something.
It just would have been so awesome because it would have been a little bit of pie in their face.
A little bit of mud in their eye. Oh, look who got his neck broke. Yeah.
Yeah. The loudest I've ever heard anybody like cheer at an event. Well, I don't know. One of the loudest times was the time I went to go see WWE. And they had to make the live announcement. It was like a TV taping. And they had to make the live announcement that John Cena had like tore like his ACL or something. And he was going to be out for like 6 months. And everybody loved it. Like I never heard anybody cheer so loud in my entire life.
So excited.
Mm-hmm. And last night, or not last night, but the pay-per-view was an odd duck though. Because he was in home territory. I guess they billed him as being from Boston, Massachusetts. Or Massachusetts generally. I don't know where he's from. But that's how they announced him. So. That was like one of the few times that this Boston crowd was actually excited for anything during this taping.
Yeah, they seemed pretty bummed.
They were pretty dull for being from Boston. I don't know what the hell was up that night. But yeah, the Seth Rollins win, the win itself, like, while I kind of liked how that happened, there was stuff in that match I didn't quite understand. Like, there's a part where Dolph Ziggler throws a ladder on a Kofi Kingston, who's on the ground, and then Ziggler does like a body splash on top of the fucking ladder. I mean, that's dumb, right? Like, that's a dumb thing to do.
Nah, man, it probably hurt Kofi Kingston so bad. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you could just see the immediate regret on Jack's swagger. Like, oh, that's right, I've also got ribs. Like, he's in terrible pain.
Yeah,
my bad. I like him. I like that I like Jack Swagger.
Yeah, me too.
He's a good-looking dude running around.
You got that right. I especially like him now that he's officially a good guy. Like, he's sort of been a good guy in that, like, he's a bad guy who comes out and talks about how much he hates immigrants, so people just cheer him because wrestling fans are weird. But now he's, like, a total good guy because he hates Russians. And so I like – that happened the other night on Raw, so I'm pretty into that.
Oh, right on. So he was.
Yeah, I don't like that Russian guy. So,
yeah, I do like that the Russian guy gets a medal after he wins a match, though.
Yeah, yeah,
that's pretty awesome. Yeah. Here's a bronze star for bravery.
Yeah, I like that Russian guy's girlfriend too. I think she's funny. She's always talking about how she's not impressed with America. It's very funny.
Yeah,
and I don't like her foxy. At all. She is very foxy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the foxy doesn't equate likability, as you just suggested. Yeah. You don't like her for other reasons, though?
Yeah, I don't like her. I just don't like her coming out with her mouth and talking crap on the U.S. And then also...
You sound like a real American.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then, like, the crowd will yell at her, and she's like, shut up! Shut up! I'm like, dude, your voice is so annoying when you yell. Just shut your mouth. Zip it up. That's how I feel about that woman. Just stand there and look pretty. You're good at that. So just roll with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I like when she makes fun. Like, the crowd started chanting USA the other day, and then she started chanting USA too to mock them. It's very funny. I like it.
Oh, that's pretty rad. Yeah. I might get on their side even more. I'm not sure. But the rest of that ladder match, I don't know. I wasn't so impressed with the first one. I did like the second one a great deal, though.
I was going to say, the one thing about the first ladder match is, you know, Dean Ambrose, I like him, you know, and I was rooting for him. But when he hurt his shoulder and then he came back and he was pretending to have his shoulder hurt, and then they attacked him and then his shoulder was fine. So a little bit of suspension of disbelief needed there. Otherwise, wrestling is 100% real.
Very real.
Obviously. I totally forgot about that superplex off the ladder on Seth Rollins. That was pretty rad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was nuts. That was the highlight of the show, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, and actually, my real highlight of the show is the promo that Dean Ambrose gave before the ladder match, where he was talking about how Seth Rollins is a scumbag and like how he's going to rearrange his face. Dean Ambrose is so great at talking in a time where, like, nobody else is. Like, I'm so sick of Cena and, like, Daniel Bryan coming out and just being like, oh, you know, I like to compete. You know, I want to be the best. And it's like, and then Dean Ambrose comes out and he's in, like, this creepy boiler room and he's, like, all sweaty and he's talking about, I'm a scumbag and I'm the kind of scumbag that's going to mess up your face and rip off your nose. And it's so great. Like, he's so interesting. And entertaining. I love him. He's definitely my favorite wrestler.
Right. What do you think about his wearing a different outfit now that he's mad?
I love it. I love that he just comes out in like a wife beater and jeans because, like, in the Shield, his whole gimmick was that, like, they were like outsiders and they were like cops or whatever, and like they wore like bulletproof vests and whatever. So I like that he's going with the gimmick that he's like, he's barely even a wrestler. Like, he's just there to fight. Like, that's kind of his gimmick, and I think it's rad.
He does genuinely look like somebody from Cincinnati now, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a good Cincinnati boy. And I do like his mic skills as well, because during that shoot, he had that slight alliteration with case and face. He's just rhyming like, do I take the case or do I bust his face? Case, face, case, face.
He's being
face.
A poet. Yeah.
Why not both? And I'm like, all right, you reeled me back in. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. He's so
good. Yeah, I dig him.
But what about the championship ladder match? What do you guys think about that? How'd you feel about Cesaro?
He's kind of absent in this one. I liked a lot of people otherwise. I mean, he got his uppercut or whatever thing in, but honestly, like, Randy Orton did an RKO on him off the ladder that was pretty, you know, impressive, pretty fun to watch. Right. And everybody else had, like, a few moments to shine too. Bray Wyatt, even, people get on his case for not being really good at like athleticism or whatnot, despite having awesome mic skills. And he was pretty innovative during that match, I thought.
And I really, man, I love Sheamus, and I felt like he had some good moments during that fight too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sheamus, like, I think his normal matches suck real bad, but whenever he's in a ladder match, he's like, fucking rad. I don't know what it is, but like, he's just like, all right, I realize I suck at wrestling, so whenever we get in this ladder match, I'm gonna take huge bumps and it's gonna be awesome and I'm gonna make up for it.
Yeah
He was pretty cool. I like him a lot. I was rooting for him or for Bray, but I had a feeling that wasn't gonna be the case. And, you know, Cena needed another championship, obviously. I mean, he just doesn't have enough. And you know, I saw some complaints from people about how, you know, the WWE was saying that they were going to make new superstars and then they just give it to Cena.
Yeah, like, it becomes like this obvious thing where, like, they could have given it to, like, these young kids, the belt, but it, like, they gave it to Cena instead, which is, like, just like an obvious way of just putting it on somebody to save time for a few months until Daniel Bryan comes back, it seems.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, as you and I talked about, Parker, like, Cena is a good guy in real life, but the crippled children aren't going to help him win.
That's true. If wrestling were super real, I would always root for John Cena because he's, like, always hanging out with cancer kids and, like, shit like that. And he seems like a real, like, fucking rad dude in real life. But as far as being an entertainer who's part of a fictional universe, he's a piece of shit and he sucks and he's worthless. So
it does make for good audience.
Sharp left turn.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, you got the whole, you know, let's go Cena sucks chant, which is pretty fun. So we got that going for us. Yeah.
Yeah. That's always fun. I like when,
I didn't want him to win. I don't feel like it was just don't feel like it was the right way to go. And I don't like that Randy Orton at all. So Roman Reigns sexy though. So I would have been good with him too.
Mm-hmm. I like that Randy Orton. Like, I don't know. Like, I've got kind of a love hate thing with Randy Orton. Cause it's like, sometimes he's like just super boring. Like, if he's just like just the champion, like doing his own thing, he's like super boring. But whenever he's, like, not the main focal point, he's like always the best for some reason. Like, I thought he was like super rad in this ladder match, not just because he was covered in blood the whole time, but because he kept doing like super sweet stuff and his promos are like pretty cool. He's like real arrogant and I like him. But yeah, like, if he's like the focal point, he kind of sucks. But if he's just kind of chilling, he's really awesome.
Yeah, I just like totally lost what I was saying. But anyway, Randy Orton, I don't think he has what it takes, you know, to be the hero or the villain. And I don't like anyone that works with, you know, Stephanie and Triple H, because of course you got to be against the mainstream corporations, right? The authority.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will give him credit. I have to give him credit, though, because he was bleeding and he did keep fighting. And I thought maybe it was because they were going to have him win, so he had to keep going. But he could have probably just bowed out. So even though wrestling is fake, come on, he got hurt and he kept going. So good on him.
Yeah. He had 13 staples in his head after that match. That's pretty nuts.
Fuck.
Yeah, and he kept going. So, you know, if he had been the winner, I would have been like, oh, okay, well, he had to pull through. But he could have, you know, bowed out. It would have been fine. I'm sure they had backup plans.
Yeah, he could have been like, I'm too bloody. I'm going home.
Good night, everyone.
I didn't want those belts anyway.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done here.
This is too hard. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, like what Katie was saying, he is looking more to be like the obvious protege to Triple H, a guy who's known for like, I mean, from what I remember, he wasn't really that great at being the focal point. Like, he was next to Shawn Michaels. His title reigns weren't that great. He's, you know, next to Stephanie McMahon or Ric Flair or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's always good at selling other people. Like, Randy Orton, again, he was really great at working with those other people, kind of like giving them spotlight. Like, I remember Cesaro getting the RKO. That's not so much like, oh, Randy Orton was awesome. It's like, yeah, Cesaro got knocked out pretty fast. What happened? Oh, yeah, RKO. That's what it was.
You know, we didn't talk about this earlier, but I really don't like Rob Van Dam either. Just let you know.
Well, he used to be really awesome, but now he's like a 45-year-old dude who's like trying to do all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
Looks a little fat, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of rough now. I mean, even at 45 and being a fat stoner, like, he's still like one of the most entertaining wrestlers there are, but like he's... But he messes up a lot. He's not. He's like not very good.
Oh, we're getting an alarm.
Oh, how
that
pleasant.
That was a community inspired alarm, just to let you know.
I see.
Thought I should tell you that.
I like it.
Can I ask you guys a quick question, totally unrelated to the Money in the Bank match?
Yes.
Have either of you watched The Legends House?
No.
Not yet.
Have you?
Yes, we watched it all, and it's very enjoyable. Tony Atlas is retarded, literally. but I really like, you know, Jimmy Hart. I think that he's great, and I think he's really fun on the show. And then they had, and of course, Roddy Piper. I mean, he's great. They had a cast where they had Shawn Michaels on, and I noticed that he had, like, a lazy eye, and I was like, wow, I mean, he used to be kind of like a stud or whatever. Like, how did he have this lazy eye? And it turns out when he was recording like a little promo, which was just, you know, a little behind the scenes promo, he actually got hit against the monitor and it detached his retina. And now he has a lazy eye. Wasn't even a real match. Yeah, it was just a little promo. So I thought that was interesting and I wanted to share with you. But I do think that you guys would like that show because you get to see the, you know, old guys, but they'll show cool clips of them when they were younger and, you know, in their time. And then also Pat Patterson came out as gay, so that was interesting.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about that. I heard that somebody came out on that show, and you said it was Pat Patterson, right?
Yeah,
dude with kind of his face kind of looks like Tommy Lee Jones but whiter, and he's got brown hair. Is that who
he's
I'm thinking
white
of?
White hair. Actually.
Oh, he's the other dude then. There's like Pat Patterson and somebody else used to be really prominent for like commissioner type stuff back in the late 90s.
Gerald Briscoe.
That's who I'm thinking of. Thank you. Briscoe County Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just trailing off.
Yeah, I the show, I definitely like recommend it. But then, you know, I started looking up things. Pat Patterson said something on the one episode before he admitted he was gay. And I was like, I think he's coming out as gay the way that he said that. And so I said to Dan, I'm like, I'm going to look this up. And he's like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I want to wait and see on the show. And I pull up my phone and I go, oh, okay. And he looks at me, he goes, that just took you like 30 seconds. So obviously he's gay. Cause it's the first thing that came up when your Google search. Like, yeah, I guess you're right. But Jimmy Hart is almost 70. And he looks like he's in his 50s. And I just was really impressed by that. His hair It's a bit much, though. Yeah. It takes like an hour to do his hair because he's balding, but he still does it, you know? So I would recommend it. And it's on the WWE Network, so it's free.
That's true. I've been meaning to watch it, but I've mostly been watching a lot of the Sci-Fi Channel era ECW pay-per-views because I really enjoyed those when they were first on, and I'm a big fan of Bob Holly, so probably not the first thing that most people would watch when they get the WWE Network, but that's what I've been into. Been watching like a lot of Kevin Thorne matches.
I was going to say, I think that's a beautiful part about it, though. Like, everybody goes back and watches whatever they remember from, like, the heyday of wrestling. So I think it's really cool. And, I mean, they're paying us so much to promote them. So I would recommend the WWE little app thing. It's pretty cool. I wish it was on the Chromecast, but it is on the PS3. So I guess I'll allow it.
How do you guys sound like a bunch of shills for WWE? What happened?
We are.
You guys sell your entire lives to them?
Yeah.
Well, you both have the WWE app then, and you both seem to like it, is that what I'm gathering?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's cool.
How far back does the ECW stuff go? Because that's going to decide for me whether I get it or not.
Well, they have all the like WWE era ECW pay-per-views. I haven't seen the actual shows. I don't think those are on yet. And they have a lot of old-timey, like actual ECW pay-per-views.
Oh.
And they show like the weekly show, the weekly ECW like Hardcore TV or whatever it was called. They show that a lot.
Oh, like from the 90s?
Yeah.
Like Brian Pillman and Lance Storm and all that?
Yeah, like they show like the real old stuff. Like they I think like the ones where like Jimmy Snuka and Taz were feuding over the title and stuff.
I just bought it. I am now subscribed.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's the only shit that I care about. Like I want to see Lance Storm talking about how great Canada is. Mm-hmm. To a bunch of people in like Philadelphia who are just, you know, shooting snot rockets at him and stuff. That really nasty, that nasty era. I miss that.
Yeah.
That's when Rob Van Dam was great, by the way. Like when he was awesome. He'd come out in these unitards that looked like they were airbrushed at the mall. Mm-hmm. Like with like 420 on the back, like really awful looking shit. But then he'd do like this moonsault off the top rope into a crowd and that like steel barrier. To try to hit Sabu or something, like while covered in barbed wire. It was insane. Really good stuff.
That was good.
You won't
stuff.
Be disappointed. Yeah, all that stuff's on there for you to check out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's what I'm doing after this. So.
Excellent. Well, in summation, what was your favorite part of Money in the Bank? Quickly, Mr. Frisbee, go.
Oh, I actually liked Luke Harper.
he's so good.
He's a Undertaker. Heir apparent. Like he's diving through ropes and shit. He's taking a lot of risks. Eric Rowan, I don't know so much, but I actually enjoyed watching Luke Harper a great deal.
So
hope he gets like some mic time. Plus he has a sweet battle jacket. Did you see that when he came out?
Mm-hmm.
He's working on it. He just needs some more patches of like, you know, some obscure metal bands whose names you can't read because they're scrawled so harshly.
Mm-hmm. I like that guy a lot. And yeah, I think he's definitely going to be like the next Undertaker-esque dude. Because Undertaker and Kane and Big Show are like all about to pass on into death. So they need a new big guy who can do stuff.
But they already were dead. Except Big Show. I mean, he's just, you know, walking dead.
Yeah.
It sounds really morbid. But yeah, the dead man. What happened to Undertaker? He's gone.
Yeah, well, he only shows up for like 2 months a year and then does WrestleMania and leaves. Katie, what is your favorite part of the show?
I'd say it's tied either between the Dean Ambrose intro, where he's talking crap. I really like that. And also when Rollins, like, ate it on the ladder. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, me too. Everything involving Dean Ambrose was the highlight for me. And my runner-up highlight is the fact that Christian was doing some of the commentary.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. Nice.
Christian rolls so hard.
And, I always forget about these
Booker
panels.
T.
Yep.
Yeah, I like the new panel. It makes it seem like very, like, real sportsy, and I think it's fun.
But I can only see the commentators, like, questioning themselves and each other, like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Before they say anything, you can see, like, their hands in the air, like, they're gathering their thoughts, and then they, like, make eye contact with one another, and like, oh, what happened? Like, why are we here?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Sweet. Totally sweet.
Well, I guess that brings us to the end of this program.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, well, There's always next week, you know?
Yeah,
next week's a new week. Thanks, Katie, for being on the show once again to talk about wrestling with us. You're a sweet bro.
Thanks. You want me to tell everyone where they can find me?
No.
Okay.
JK, LOL. Go ahead.
You can find me at RottenRantings.com. Katie Rotts on all popular social media. Also, you might want to go back and check out the .5cast where Parker and I discussed all of the Paranormal Activity movies, mm-hmm. which was really fun. And also upcoming in September, we're going to do another series. So, you know, check that shit out and check me out because I'm fucking awesome. Oh, and leave me iTunes comments. We're now welcoming sexual positions as well because I just felt very left out. So we're now welcoming those. I will not be doing the turtle since Parker's already done that. So I'd appreciate any new innovative sex moves that you can come up with.
Anything animal related, preferably, because that's easier to mimic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Maybe I'll videotape it for you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, it has to be edited to be PG, but other than that, yeah, sure.
Don't throw any of that weak-ass Japanese porn.
Oh, I got some claps. Yay.
Yeah, we'll be posting that at poolpartyradio.com. That's where you can find all our old episodes and links to the Rotten Ranting show and all our other Sweet Bros shows. You know, and stuff like that. And, you know, there's links to our Twitters and our email address, poolpartyradio@gmail.com. Email us. We didn't get any emails this week, but we like chatting. You know, everybody likes chatting. Frisbee's back, so ask him some questions.
Mm-hmm.
About why he's not on social media anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff is played out, sons.
Ask him.
It's a weak-ass world, that social media.
Ask him why he's never faving my tweets, never giving me retweets.
Oh, boy.
Let's get to me either. Frisbee.
Let's get to the bottom of that. Or if you're just having relationship troubles and you need advice from Frisbee, that's a new segment we could do. Advice from Frisbee, where he gives you advice.
Yep. Yeah, get the nihilistic view on what to do in a relationship. I'm gonna give you the nitty-gritty. Hey, your significant other seems to be distant. Who cares? We all die eventually. Why are you looking for love? So get ready for that.
Sounds so great. I'm so excited.
It's uplifting, that's for sure.
I'll send you an email.
Or you can email us at poolpartyradio@gmail.com and ask Mr. Frisbee to hang out.
Because apparently that's what you're passing through Little Rock, or if you're going to be in Memphis or whatever, yeah, I will drive out, even if I fuck it up a couple of times, like I did last night. My phone died. It was awful. But it worked out. Yay!
Nice.
Yeah. Always love meeting people who listen to the show and stuff.
That's our new contest. Hang out with Mr. Frisbee. I'm a little bit jelly. I don't get to hang out.
Yeah.
Listen to you with your jelly.
Yeah, I was supposed to hang out with listener of the show, Shelby Cobras, like 8 times, and that never happened, Shelby Cobras. I woke up early that day.
But I flew out to Los Angeles and got to meet him, and
hang
out with you.
Yeah,
people just like to hang out with Frisbee.
Yeah, I guess I got to fly out. If I want to hang out with Shelby Cobras, I got to fly into the Bay Area.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll do. I'll book a flight. I'll hang out with him. But I guess that's everything. We'll be back next week, me and Mr. Frisbee. It'll be a fun celebration. And then Ghoul Summer stuff's coming up later after that. We got a lot of crap going on. So until then.
And then me. Don't forget me.
2 weeks after next week. Me and Frisbee will be gone. We'll be partying. We're going to be at the pool. We're going to be sipping mimosas. We're going to be drinking a Cosmo. We're going to be chilling. We're going to be eating some grindage and looking at some fresh nugs and probably putting our dicks in and getting them hard and then coming. We're going to come all over the place. And so we're not going to be here that week. So Chris Yolo and Katie Rotts of the Rotten Ranting Show are going to take over for us. So that's going to be a fun show. I don't know what they're going to do. But I think it's going to be like our show, but different.
And I might be assassinated between now and then because my place is getting usurped. So watch out for that.
Mm, but at least you get
your hangouts in now, folks.
At least
you're dead.
But at least you're going to be able to get your dick hard before then. Put it in a pussy and get fucked and come.
Yeah, brother. That's what's best in life, brother.
Oh, my.
Well, thanks for having fun, everybody.
16 song fresh and blue. Just trying to mow some grass. Cute little queen turning heads on the scene. I hope my breath that she would shake your pants. 18, got some moves of my own. The station wagon for me. Little queenie need a ride in the hot. Shift between the knees, she sat next to me. Secure the pants. Oh baby, don't you forget. Secure the pants. Your mama told you to quit it. Secure the pants. Oh baby, don't you forget it. Secure the pants. Can't nobody hold us down. 21, I'm a loaded gun. Can't decide which way to aim. California with their girls in the sun. Gave it a shot, but couldn't make my way. 25 more dead than alive. We're riding apple or bus. Picked up a cutie with some legs in the floor. One too many fights and she left it up. Secure the pants. Oh baby, don't you forget it. Secure the pants. Your mama told you to quit it. Secure the pants. Hey baby, don't you forget it. Secure the pants. Ain't nobody stopping us now. We barking out at the moon. Just like a pet's supposed to do. Scratch it for ticks and fleas. Come on baby, give us some cheese. We might wreck the house. Keep on my shoes clean. You should have let me out. You seen a kid running past the screen. 29 and a damn thing fine. Everybody's freaking out. Collecting change just to buy some smokes. And all this time we're figuring nothing out. 30 years finally seeing it clear. It's over shit in the end. Need a woman for to fetch me a beer. Stop before I get to thinking. Secure the pants. Oh baby, don't you forget it. Secure the pants. I thought I told you to quit that. Secure the pants. Now baby, don't you forget it. Secure the pants. We're coming straight to your town.